It's CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam people here at UBC in British Columbia, Vancouver's the city. This is Fresh Slice.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, thank you. Great. This is going to be maybe our best episode to date.
Because guess what? It's Music Waste Weekend. Yes! I'm very excited. Looking at the lineup and the schedule, oh man, I don't know how to pick. I guess you don't have to.
You don't have to. Okay, so Music Waste is a festival that happens in Vancouver every year, volunteer run, volunteer organized. That means that no one is playing because they're making a ton of money. Like, this is all just people being picked because they genuinely care about their music.
And it also means that tickets are only $15 for the entire weekend.
It's like 80 bands. And you can see, I don't think you could see them all
physically.
But, I mean, in theory, you could.
You could get like 10 shows in.
You could get like 10 shows in for $15.
For $15.
But, they sold out passes this year already last night. So the shows are $7 each, which
still not bad.
Not bad at all.
And all the shows have like, there's like three or four bands on the lineup. Even if you go to like a couple shows, not too steep.
Not steep at all. Oh my gosh. It's so exciting. It's like the most exciting time of the year here in Vancouver for music lovers, DIY, professional music lovers alike, I think.
So yeah, I think we're going to play just like a ton of music from bands that are performing this weekend, because they're already like most of the bands that we like often play on this show.
We started the show off with the awesome and local band Milk, who are playing tonight at the Cobalt along with Testopia and Jock Tears around 8 o'clock p.m. So a lot of Music Waste, I think, is really juggling and creating your route. Because if you do have the pass, then you have the golden ticket, you have an entire weekend of shows, and you have to figure out what you're going to prioritize.
Make a schedule.
Make a sketch.
You know, bring your bike.
Biking is an essential
So you can hop from
method.
Place to place quickly, easily, yes. And you don't miss out too much music in your commute.
So so if you were to go to that show, you saw Milk, you saw Jock Tears, you saw Testopia, which begins around 8 p.m., then maybe you would also want to jump to Hidden City Records again tonight and see Sylvia Rath along with Ace Martins and Posh Lust, because that's like a block and a half away. So you wouldn't even need bike. You could speed walk.
Jog. Run.
Skip. Okay. So we're going to play the song by Sylvia Rath, another local artiste. The song is called Saint Catherine off of the self-titled, also album called Saint Catherine.
Thursday to reminisce. Sometimes when you dig, you fall through to the other side of something you did. A hard pill to swallow, will I follow it down my throat into the esophagus? Wait till it hits, then take another.
Right.
gonna go back to school. I know you love me the way you love me.
That was True Crush. Great, great band. We were talking about them earlier. If you listen to the show regularly, you'll know that Quinn and I, or BBQ and I, are both huge fans of the local artist Future Star.
And yeah, she's in this band.
She's in this band. And that was the song Mom Song off of their album We Like Us. And it's so endearing and true to life. But before that, we played Fuzzy Pea with Tomato Guitar off of their album On a Lawn. And then before that, Sylvie Rath with St. Catherine off of St. Catherine. But the reason why we're playing all these excellent songs today, other than for our own enjoyment, is because all these people are playing shows tonight.
Yeah, we're going to do like a kind of a progression in time. So right now we're working through some of the Friday night top picks.
Mm-hmm.
I guess a little later we'll start on Saturday.
We'll go to Sunday. Then Sun. But yeah, so if you want to see Fuzzy P for that song Tomato Guitar, maybe they'll play it. Maybe they won't. I hope they do. They're playing at Pat's Pub tonight, and that's a 10 p.m. start. So they're also playing with Tommy Tone, who we interviewed. Sweet, sweet interview. Bad Canada and Supermoon. That's a Pat's Pub.
It's like a good show.
It's a good show. And then the other band that we played, True Crush, they're playing at The Toast. Who are they playing with?
Oh, they're playing with Club Sofa, who we're fans of.
Yeah.
Great band. Winona Forever and Necking. It's a new band.
New band. Music Waste is also a great festival because like a lot of bands play their first shows in Music Waste. Think first shows are an interesting territory, like really can be intimidating for people.
It's nice also to have a first show in, I feel like, in like Music Waste like setup where like you aren't an opener. Like, mm-hmm. You know, like there isn't really that setup of like, you know, like opening, like backing, like kind of opening bands and then like a headliner. It's just like a bunch of good bands.
Yeah, totally, totally. Because it is a lot of people's first shows. So it's like, this is all it. And yeah, for that reason, I think like a lot of the shows, the bands are really thought of and put together in a way that like you would naturally want to listen to both bands in the same event, but maybe these two groups don't play together very often because it's put on because it's like 80 bands thrown in a hat rather than just the people you know, kind of.
Yeah, instead of kind of like, yeah, that kind of like click where it's like you always see kind of like the four bands playing together.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen at Music Waste so much. You get kind of like a weird mix, but like a mix of like carefully like chosen bands that like fit together nicely.
Yes.
Good little playlist.
Much like right before this radio show, I was having a Nectarine, which are about to come into season. I also had smoked applewood cheese.
Two things that are good on their own and put together, you're like, oh, that's a surprising combination.
Surprisingly delicious. So if you didn't hear already, in a few minutes, we will be debuting a new track from the local band Late Spring, which we're really excited about. But that'll be in a few minutes, probably like 5 or more. We'll give it more of an introduction later, but stay tuned. I think next we're going to play maybe an ad and then Jerk Jails, which is a great local band. They just put out a new album. The song that we're going to play is called Ice Hands.
We'll be right back.
Hey, did you know?
More than 4,500 Canadians are waiting for an organ transplant right now.
Right now. 4,500.
People are dying.
And you could save a life.
90% of Canadians say they're willing to donate their organs.
But only a few are registered.
So what are you waiting for?
Get registered.
It's easy and it's free.
Leave a legacy.
Be a hero.
Save a life.
Find out how to register today. Go to kidney.ca.
It must have been very hard for your dad when you got chosen and had to leave.
Yeah.
You're feeling nimble? You might get a little dirty.
But. Offer itself to me, because in Ardennes teachings, it's the animal that offers itself to you.
Through June 16th, CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine will be launching two radio documentaries a week. The theme of community unites this round of pieces, with documentary topics ranging from alt-right discourse at UBC, the narratives around Chinatown tunnels, Indigenous food sovereignty, and more. To listen, search CITR Documentaries in iTunes, Stitcher, or visit citr.ca/CITRDocs.
was the band Ace Martins off of their latest album, Palm Springs, with the song On to Me. They're playing with Sylvie Rath, who you heard earlier, if you were paying attention, at Hidden City Records tonight around 9 p.m.
Sweet.
So sweet. So next up, just so exciting, the front person from Late Spring has sent us an exclusive peek, an exclusive debut of their latest song.
Which is pretty exciting. Which has been a little bit of a hiatus.
Yes, yeah. Late Spring, super awesome band. They won CITR's Battle of the Bands 2 years ago, not this year, but the year before. And we're really on the rise. Everyone really loved them. I think they played Sled Island. And then took a break. Yeah, took their hiatus. So you may also be familiar with this person's work solo as Hazy, but she also makes music with a full band. And I think the fact, like, it really lends itself to a full band. It's really exciting. It sounds like Cocteau Twins. And
yeah, I don't know if you guys know this, but we love Cocteau Twins.
It's great. So without further ado, I think we'll play the new track. They are playing tonight at Redgate, along with Jerk Jails, who we played earlier with Ice Hands. It's a very late show, so you will want to have a coffee, maybe, so that you can go give them your full attention.
Thank you.
was the title track off of the upcoming EP By Late Spring, which will be released tonight at their show at Redgate. The EP is going to be called Trembly Fog. So sweet.
Which is sweet, yeah. Go to Music Waste tonight, pick up one of those tapes. They look really cool. I was looking at their tape on their Facebook page, and it has just like really, really cool, like, kind of like text on it. Looks cool.
Very exciting. But we will move on. We have to leave Friday behind. We have to jump into the future, talk about the shows that are happening on Saturday. Yes. Because they are also just very worthy of attention. So tomorrow, lots and lots of day shows happening because guess what? It's a Saturday. Everyone's got the day off.
Except me.
Yeah.
Unless you're me.
You serve the people. I also don't have the day off. But one of the shows that's starting, I guess, at kind of a normal time. Well, okay. At 3:30, Sam Tudor, Champion Lawnmower, and Low Levels are playing at Neptune Records. And I've seen Champion Lawnmower, and guess what? They rock. So that's a show that I would definitely prioritize. But the next up, we're going to play a song by Ichuda, who is playing at the Heatley with Passive and Nightbust. The Heatley is somewhere where I've never seen music, and so that could be a special venue, special one-time thing. This song is called Fishhook, and it's off of their release that came out in December, Morning Figure, When Absolutely Calm.
Your learning. get behind your thoughts. Gaze on your body. Thoughts as a ruin. Body finds me emptied. React calmly. Daytime could be just as ominous as the night. Grace has cast your life aside. Repeating. Curb your learning. Truth and lying. What do you know? It's only teasing.
Hello. Hi, do you want to go to a party with me?
No, the game's on.
Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl.
Do you like sports and don't care who knows? Then CITR Sports needs you. If you like sports, are into radio, or generally just want to have a great time, then come join us. Email our sports coordinator at sports101@citr.ca to find out more, or come by the station in the new sub. See you soon.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
LOL.
We're back. We're talking about Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, it's a
the social assassin episode. One of my favorites.
I think it's a good one. Check it out. Un-music related, but although that theme song is great. we are playing all music waste stuff all day. All day from 1 to 2 p.m.
All day for this 1 hour for the next 15 minutes.
And we just played Daniel Terrence Robertson with his song God I'm Sorry off of Death. And you can go see him play tonight at the Lido with Death Cart and Mirepoix, who we've interviewed on this show in the past, so they have our seal of approval.
Yep. Thumbs up.
I'd say two.
Two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
Wow.
We love them. That's at the Lido. $7 show. So worth it. The Lido's tiny. You could maybe get on stage with them. Rock out.
Yeah, you probably could.
You probably could.
I guess that's kind of true about like every single venue at Slut or at Music Waste. You yeah. just climb up. I like would advise not to though.
Yeah, probably not.
And sort of distracting.
Yeah, if you respect the group. If they invite you on stage, go ahead. and before that we played Ichuda with their release Morning Figure When Absolutely Calm, and the song that we played was Fish Hook. So next up, I think we're gonna stay in Saturday mode, still talk about Saturday. Luckily Sunday, so I know it feels like we really focused on Friday and we really are focusing on Saturday. Sunday there are only three venues, so
it's just yeah, it's like early day shows.
Yeah.
Great.
Because everyone's exhausted.
Yeah, you're going to be tired, but, like, you can still check out some, like, shows in kind of, like, the afternoon, mm-hmm. evening.
But, so, the reason why you're going to be so tired is because maybe you'll be at the Rainbow Connection Saturday
like
night.
Until, like, 5 a.m.
Until, like, 5 a.m. So, yeah, if you do stay until 1:45 a.m., you could see Swim Team play. And Swim Team are a local super group. Much like a Powerpuff trio or like any other cool trio that yeah. you can think of.
I was like really like looking at Music Waste and kind of like going through all the bands. It made me realize like, wow, there are so many like Vancouver musicians who have their eggs in many baskets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They got a lot of projects on the go, which is sweet.
Which is sweet.
I'm impressed constantly.
So this is the song Everywhere that I get stuck in my head a lot by Swim Team off of their latest Out of the Flood. They're playing at Rainbow Connection. You can message Music Waste for that address along with the band Braintree, which like we were talking about power groups, that is members of Peace and a member of Supermoon. And I think it's their first show. So that will be really, really cool. And I would go catch that. Skunt, who are playing for a limited time only, I think that they haven't played in a very long time because one of them moved, and Flatbed, who I just don't know very much about. So
there
gonna
you
be
go.
A good show. This is Swim Team.
We'll be right back. darkness falls on this. Take it to another place like no other. Your hands are going around your jacket. Stood on the street, I could barely breathe.
That was the song Body by Nanla, who are playing on Sunday for Music Waste at the Astoria, along with Be Afraid and Brutal Poodle.
That's really good.
That's great. And that's at 3:30 p.m. Like we said, like the show's on Sunday a little bit earlier so that you can go on with your work week after Music Waste, just completely satisfied and refreshed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also on Sunday, which I'm really bummed that I'm going to be missing out, a show at Antisocial with Divorcer, Dopey's Robe, Co-op, and Tough Customer, which is like, wowee, what a lineup.
What a finale.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we'll play a little bit of Divorcer and maybe a little bit of Tough Customer to end the show. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. I see you at Music Waste. Do get a pass. They still have passes available at Redgate and Audiopile, although I think they are limited.
Yeah, I think They're running low.
They're running very low. So, yeah. Okay, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Must have been very hard for your dad when you got chosen and had to leave.
Yep.
You're feeling nimble?
I'm feeling nimble today, yeah.
You might get a little dirty.
Right.
Offer itself to me, because in Ardennes teachings, it's the animal that offers itself to you.
Through June 16th, CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine will be launching two radio documentaries a week. The theme of community unites this round of pieces, with documentary topics ranging from alt-right discourse at UBC, the narratives around Chinatown tunnels, indigenous food sovereignty, and more. To listen, search CITR Documentaries in iTunes, Stitcher, or visit citr.ca/CITRDocs.